You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus. Let's defeat some drama now. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about to what do you commit? 6 surefire strategies to help you keep your word. If you're of a certain age, I'm sure you remember the Seinfeld episode that took Jerry and Elaine to the car rental place. If not, you've probably seen it in reruns or on a best of show. In that episode, Jerry shares his frustration with the representative as the car he reserved is not available. He says, "You know how to make the reservation. You just don't know how to hold the reservation. That's really the most important part. Anyone can just make them." So we watch and we laugh. It's funny when it's not us. Now replace the word reservation with the word commitment. You know how to make the commitment. You just don't know how to hold the commitment. That's really the most important part. Anyone can make a commitment. How often are you failing to keep commitments in your life? I've worked with so many clients who find themselves sliding down that slippery slope away from good integrity, away from a place where giving their word means something. So maybe this is you, or maybe you have people in your life and you know who you are and you know who they are. It's frustrating when people don't keep their word. Often it begins with a need to please, a need to be the hero, to feel helpful. You want people to know that you're there for them. And you begin to say yes, yes to every request that comes your way. And a funny thing about those requests, the more you say yes, the quicker requests come, and from more sources. Somehow the universe knows the person who will say yes without question to any request for help. So can you stay late to finish up that project? Yes. Can you pick up my dry cleaning? Yes. Hey, when you're out grabbing that thing for you, can you stop at 2 extra stores for me? Can you fill in the blank with any emergency? Yes. The need to make others happy in the moment wins over what is realistic, and the slide down that slippery slope begins. Over time, the reflex reaction has you saying yes without putting any thought into whether you can follow through or not. And maybe this is where you sit today. If you do make a quick assessment, it's about how you will delay your own work or skip that workout you really need. It's more important to seem helpful in the moment than to take the time to determine whether there's even a remote possibility that the commitment will be fulfilled. Before you know it, you're that stressed out person feeling overwhelmed, resentful, and lacking integrity. Instead, be a person of your word. The first step to being a person who keeps commitments is being intentional about to what you commit. Years ago, I created this phrase and found myself using it often with clients. Keeping your word starts with being intentional about what you commit to and requires saying no where you must. And ultimately, it really is about the art of saying no when you need to. Here's some strategies, 6 surefire strategies to help you avoid that reflex of the automatic yes as you work that muscle of saying no where you must. The first, buy yourself time to think. So make a rule for yourself that you won't say yes immediately. You can still say yes if it makes sense, but just buy yourself some time. Come up with a few phrases such as, I mean, and you should be doing these anyway, but let me check my calendar and get back with you. Again, you should be doing that anyway. So just say it, make it a rule. Or let me check with my significant other. Or you know what? I've got to look at my list of tasks and see if it will fit or when it will fit. So buy yourself some time by creating just a few statements that you'll use in the moment. Then you can go away, take your deep breath, actually look at your calendar or your task list or talk to your significant other and see if you can really make that request happen or not. Be intentional. The next thing is create policy statements. So kind of rules of engagement for your life that you can quickly give a yes or no. But again, you've got to stay consistent. So let's say someone asks you to volunteer on a Sunday night and you say, you know what? Our family has made a commitment that we won't do volunteer hours on Sunday evenings. That's reserved for family time. Or, you know what? Monday and Thursday evenings are already reserved. I don't do extra stuff then. Or I can't stay late on Wednesdays. Or I've already used up my volunteer hours for the month. So some quick policy statements. Again, you're going to, you know, and as a family, if you have a significant other, create these as a family and decide what works best for your family and then stick to them wherever you can. Have them in your back hip pocket, ready to pull out when needed. Shift the focus back to you. So, you know, you're trying to be helpful. That's how you want to be seen. So it's tough to say no. So make sure that they understand just quickly. You don't want to talk too long because then you sound defensive, but you know, just say, you know what? I'm just not able to do that at this time. Instead of, no, I can't help you. I'm so sorry, but I just have too much on my plate. So create again, some statements about yourself. So you're not saying no to them, you're choosing you. And it's unfortunate that your current circumstance doesn't allow you to help at the moment. Know your priorities and stick to them is number four. So have a list. You know, if you have made a commitment to yourself to work out 3 times per week and someone's asking you to do something during that time that you've committed to yourself, know that that's one of your rocks. You need a boundary around that and you can't move it unless it's a very unique circumstance. Of course, there's always going to be times when absolutely you're going to move mountains to help someone. But this I'm talking about, you know, if you've become that slippery slope person. So know your priorities, or if certain days you're going to eat together, or if you want to make sure that you make it to your child's soccer game. You know, the little emergency of the friend or the coworker shouldn't necessarily take precedence, right? So know your plan and stick to them. I actually model this around my life and business. Absolutely. You know, my business could overtake everything. It really could. But I get to almost all of my kids' activities. I mean, on a very rare occasion, if I've already had something, you know, sometimes a speaking engagement has been scheduled for months and months and I didn't know there was going to be something. So, but other than that, I am there. Number five, keep it simple. So like I said, if you start talking too long, you start sounding a little defensive and you're going to start sounding uneasy, especially when you're just learning to say no. So just use those policy statements that you came up with, use the buy yourself time strategies, but your response should be just really simple. I'm sorry, I can't right now, or I'm unable to at this moment. And do you see how you don't even actually have to say the word no? I'm just not able to. All right. And then the last one is, as you start to work the muscle of saying no, tackle the easy situations first. So, you know, the telemarketer that calls your phone during dinner, I hope that you're at least saying no to them. But, you know, if you're not, there's a place to start. Or the solicitor who comes to your door, or the person in the store who you're never going to see again. You know, start with some of the simple ones where you don't even have really a relationship, and just practice saying no. Again, without even using the word no. So those are the 6 surefire strategies to get you being intentional about what you commit to. And it does start with saying no to some things, because the fact of the matter is, if you're the go-to girl or guy, you have plenty of opportunities to say yes or no to others. And it's in the saying yes that's causing you the problem. So learning to work the muscle of saying no will help you be intentional. So thanks so much for joining me. I hope those strategies will help you. If you need any additional assistance, go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, and click on that connect or contact, and let's schedule a free 30-minute, no obligation phone call to talk about your current drama challenges, and let's see how I can help. Until next time, make it a great day.